back on the Young Turks post game. So we're going to talk about kids. So the other day, I went to dinner with a couple. Oh, such a good dinner. They were so nice. They're thinking about having kids, so they asked me my opinion. They're asking everybody they know, and I've got a couple of kids, so it makes sense. And I said, I gave him a sterling recommendation for kids. I said, look, I mean, the thing that I always go back to is I give my wife all the credit in the world because she came up with what I thought was the best argument I'd ever heard in my entire life. You know, as to whether I wanted to have kids or not. She said, you're all about getting the most out of life. How could you have the most out of life if you haven't had the one experience that everybody says is the most amazing, right? She's gone on to regret that, but no, I'm kidding. Anyway, so, but she was right, and it has been a wonderful experience for me. So I related that to them, and I gave them the upsides and the downsides. And it's like in year three, there'll be some aisle up and clean up in aisle seven, right? And they'll pee in the middle of Toys R Us, and you won't know what to do. And because I'm a dad, I forgot their extra clothes. And you know, you go through all that, and until they're 18, you're always worried they're gonna fall down the stairs and kill themselves. Even though you got the guardrails in, but what if they get past them? I don't know. I'm a panic dad, right?
Yeah.
But overall, it's amazing. And so, and then to buttress that, then I come home, and my we're gonna go to my mom's house, and. And Joy, my daughter, who's 5 years old, is super excited. She's got a new doll, and she can't wait to show grandma. And she goes, Baba, Baba, grandma's gonna love this doll. Okay. And then she goes and shows her grandma, and oh, my mom is so happy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So these are all the wonderful upsides. So then I'm thinking, oh, I'm glad I gave that advice to them. And then I go to get a haircut this weekend at Supercuts. I always give them the free plug. Anyway, and it's this lovely woman, and you know, I'm gonna guess she's 52 or so. She turns out, I said, "You got kids?" We're talking to my kids, and she said, "Yeah, I have a son who's 26." And I'm like, "Oh, great! How you know? So how was it, or something? How's he doing, or something?" She's like, "Really bad." I was like, oh no, what happened? Okay.
Wait, how old is the kid again?
26.
Oh, 26. Okay, yeah. I thought you said six. Okay.
No, no.
Got it.
And she goes on to explain how at the age of 12, he just started acting up. And she couldn't get a hold of him. And he just, and therapist, he'd go to therapists, it wouldn't help. They'd prescribe drugs and he didn't want to take it. And, and she's like, it was, to this day, she's like, I can't get him to do the right things, and it is maddening. And then, like in exasperation, she leaned in and like almost whispered, "Kids are forever."
She said that?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
They are though. They are. I love this like ridiculous perspective that's not true at all. That like once they're 18, like they're off your head. No, no, no. Like I was still asking my parents for money in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you talking about? I was asking my parents for money in my 40s, which I'm currently in.
Kids are forever, and they can be super disappointing at times, right? And so, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like at this point, and I go back and forth for sure. But lately, I think this is like the longest stretch since getting married, where I'm like, I really don't want to do this. Right?
It is daunting, man. It is. I mean, you know, look, people get on me sometimes for gambling. I really don't gamble that much. Like, and I kid around about it. But I was just in Vegas for business, right? I left up $200. Like, whoa, what a big gambler, right? And I was ecstatic. I'm like, I left up. Oh my God, I'm so happy, right? So, but what you don't realize is that all of your life is a gamble.
Yeah.
And the biggest gamble of all is having kids.
Yeah.
And people just stumble into it like, oh, either with the assumption that you have to do it, right? Or that it's gonna be no big deal. And the reality is, no, it's gonna be a big deal. Okay, and in my case, for now, I've been super lucky and I'm ecstatic about it, and the gamble paid off, right? And in the hairdresser's case, not so much.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and that's terrifying because it's not just about how you raise your kids. You might be a fantastic parent, but there are all sorts of outside influences that could take a toll, right?
Or brain chemistry, or a million other things.
I know, right? And that's another thing. And look, this is a super honest statement, and I really hope no one takes offense to it. But one of the things that really terrifies me is if I do decide to have kids, because I'm older, I act like I'm like 40 or 50, but but still, I'm not 20, I'm not 25, I'm now in my 30s. And the deeper you get into your 30s, the more you're at risk of, you know, maybe a not so healthy pregnancy. And one of the things that terrifies me is having a baby that has autism, right? And that's not to say that I look down on kids that have autism at all, but I'm just saying, knowing me and knowing just like the workload that I have and the ambitions that I have, I don't think I even have like the resource of time and energy to take care of a completely healthy baby, much less a child who gets diagnosed with autism. It terrifies me, fucking terrifies me. And I just, like, the older I get, the less I want to do it, and I feel like there's something wrong with me. Like, I feel like what if I don't do it, and then I get to a point where I like literally physically can't do it, and I regret that decision. I'm so afraid of regretting it.
Yeah, so I can't agree with you more on the weightiness of the decision.
Yeah.
And look, and everybody deals with autism in different ways, and everybody's got different issues, and so. Wonderfully autistic people, of course, including members of our audience, right? Mm-hmm. And parents who have had very rewarding experiences, but it really does depend on the parent and how they deal with
it. That's right.
Right.
Yes.
And it depends on, you know, what's baked into the parent. It's not about the kid. It's not about the person who has autism. It's about the parents a lot, right? So that weighs on some people, and other things weigh on other people, right?
Right.
At the same time, Anna, you can't be frozen by indecision, right?
I know, I'm so frozen by the decision.
I keep thinking about that cliff that I was on. In this case, it's not metaphorical, it's literal. In Turkey, you know, I told this story before when I was 16, maybe even younger.
Uh-huh.
We were in a little summer area in Turkey, and I got into a boat, a little paddle boat with my sister's friends, and they were older, and they climbed on top of a cliff and then jumped in the water, and I thought it was so cool, and I went to the top of the cliff, and then I couldn't go back down because it was so jagged, it was way more dangerous to walk down. And then there's rocks in the bottom of the ocean, and this is not a great adventure, this is not action park, this is this is real.
Yeah.
Right? And there are no guardrails, and it's Turkey. You jump in the wrong place, you will hit your legs on that rock, and then you're in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was like, what have I done? And then you remember they started leaving, so I panicked and I was probably 14, I don't know. Anyway, and at some point, after you've deliberated enough, and you should deliberate, not deliberate.
Yeah.
After you deliberated enough and the boat is leaving, you either jump or don't jump, right?
Yeah.
And so in that moment, I didn't have a choice, so I jumped. And I was fine. But so what I'm telling you guys that are listening and watching is don't stumble into it because it is weighty, right? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, don't get paralyzed by indecision. But that doesn't mean that it's an easy decision. For someone like you, I hear you, sister, you are right on the edge.
Yeah.
There are things that you look forward to, things you don't look forward to, and yes, time is a relevant factor.
Yeah.
There's just no way around that. You can't, at 57, you can't go, oh, okay, right. Some do, but you know, that's
not, yeah.
Yeah, that's not likely, or yeah.
So I was, my therapist told me that I should freeze my eggs immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mentioned to her a different life decision, and if I pursue this life decision, then whatever, like kids out of the question for a while, right? And she's like, you should do it. But I also don't want to go through that process either. A, I don't want to spend the money on it, and B, like, people act like freezing your eggs is like this easy process, like you just go to the bathroom and like bloop, like here are my eggs, can you please freeze them for me? Like, you put hormones in your body and you put yourself through all this shit, and it's like, I don't know. And the more I talk about it with Christian, he's like, I don't know, I just kind of like our lives right now. Like, don't you like our lives?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I do kind of like our lives.
Look, there is no right decision. I have a friend that I went to high school with, and he and his wife, I think I've told you this before, they didn't have kids, and they are so fucking happy.
Yeah.
They travel around the world. They have a business that's based on the internet, so they could just, you know, Wi-Fi in their hotel room. They're fine, right?
Yeah.
They go to Paris for 6 weeks. They'll come to LA for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They live in Vietnam, and they travel all throughout the world. Okay.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, just calm down.
No, I don't want to be paralyzed by indecision. I'm done. I have nieces and nephews and stuff, so I'm good.
I don't really believe that.
Like, think about it though. Like, I'm gonna be up all night, like, oh, come on, eat this, stop crying, please, I'm miserable. And I'm gonna probably have maternity leave because you guys are good and you'll give that to me, right?
You say so.
But then, like, you guys think I'm gonna be happy during maternity leave? Like, I'm gonna be tired, and then I'm gonna wake up every day and realize that I am not sitting here, like that someone else is sitting here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I slipped my wrist.
Okay, just calm down.
It's
okay,
not
you
for
want
me
to tell you another cutesy story?
Yeah, tell me a cutesy story.
Last night, Joy spilled milk on the chair in the dining room table, right? And I come in and she tells me, "Baba, I spilled the milk." And it was like the cutest thing you've ever said, seen. And I was like, yeah, no use crying over it. And unfortunately, since Wendy grew up in Taiwan and the kids are kids,
yeah,
they didn't get the joke at all. I'm like, that was such a good joke that did not land. The joke has not landed. Okay. Anyway, and yesterday I was reading to Pro about dragons, and I didn't know there were different kinds of dragons. Did you know there are dragons with no wings? I didn't know that. They're apparently serpent dragons. I learned so much from reading with my kids. And we play soccer together. I mean, there's a billion super cutesy stories.
I know. I experienced them with my niece.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, one last one. A friend of mine, so this is my godson, okay? He's up in New Hampshire. That's why that one story about the biracial kid in New Hampshire like really affected me. And so my godson, he's black. His father's from Trinidad. His mom is biracial. Anyway, and so that was about a biracial kid. That's why it was like, right? Anyway, so he's such a good kid. He's so like, and I mean, two. He, I asked Nigel. I said, Nigel, has Lucas ever gotten a B? And he's like, no, of course not. Okay, and
no, of course not.
Of course not. Okay, his daughter, like, I don't even bother asking. She's like, it would be the scandal of the century if she got a B+.
Wow, two good kids?
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And the third kid's great too, but so his daughter, they go to a orientation and they only already had class for a couple of weeks or whatever. I think I told you the story, right? And the teacher brags about, oh, the kids in this class have already read 24 books. Logan had read 21 of the 24, okay. She wouldn't know a B if her, she, you know, it hit her upside the head. She'd be like, what is this thing? Right? So his daughter is unbelievably great in school. His son is great. So anyway, Lucas, he's not only a great student, he's an unreal athlete. So at 9 years old, they go into a 5K and it's like up a hill and in the woods and stuff. And Lucas runs ahead of his dad. And Nigel's thinking, that's okay, you know, he'll get tired and I'll catch up with him. Keeps running. He's like, where's the kid? Gets to the end, he's like drinking the lemonade. He's been done for all this time.
Wow.
So a coach comes up to him. They were gonna play flag football, right? And now he's 10, right? And he says to him, all right, look, I told my team, our entire game plan is do not let Lucas get outside of you. Okay, don't let him get outside of you. He's just gonna run all day. Okay, yeah. They won 36-2. Lucas scored all the points.
What?
All he did was get outside of them. He went to a soccer game the day after, 6-0. Lucas scored all 6 goals.
Wow.
My godson is unreal.
Wow.
Unreal. Okay.
Wow.
And if you've seen him, the best part of him is not the athleticism or how great he is in school. He has this unreal smile. Like everybody who sees him immediately is like, what a good kid, right? What? And he's so friendly, he'll come up and hug you right away and ask how you're doing, right? So there's also that side of being a parent.
That's true, but again, it's a gamble.
It is a gamble.
Yeah.
It is a gamble. All right, last thing on this. The commander of the armies of the East is in the studio. Can you, I don't think we even have a camera on you, Aaron, but can you step down to the mic? Because Aaron's got three kids. I don't want to put you on the spot too much, right? And I don't know if Nicole is listening or anything, but okay. So do you have any advice for Anna? Let's put it that way.
Anna, I think you have more strength than you can ever imagine. Like, that's the thing I experienced with my wife. Like, before we had kids, there's not a chance in the world she'd get up before 7 a.m. Like, she needed her sleep. And after the kids, like, it was like a switch flipped. And, you know, you just do what you have to do to take care of the kids. So you'll be fine.
But, like, is she happy? I mean, yeah, like, I know I can do it.
A million amazing moments that far outweigh the hard parts.
All right, well, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
you got to get everybody's opinion, and there's a whole range. Aaron is definitely on the schmoopy side.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, that's why I pulled him in, right? Because we were losing you, so I need to schmoop it up a little bit. You got any cutesy stories, Aaron?
Today, I FaceTimed the kids, and Nick took the phone from everybody and ran into his room and wouldn't let anybody else take the phone and talk to me. He wanted to talk to me, and no one else was allowed to. Yeah. He's not even two yet. He grabbed the phone and ran into the room.
Come on, there are upsides. All right, this soap opera continues. And we don't know when it's going to get resolved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Anna wanted to go out and get crazy, and then she met Christian right away. So.
Yeah, I did.
Just saying, history repeats itself.
And I don't care about going out and getting crazy. That's like literally the last thing I want to do. I feel like having a child will like put the brakes on some of my ambitions, and I worry about that.
Mm-hmm. No, we cannot stop the ambition. The ambition train must keep rolling. Okay, all right, I hear you, sister. Hey, look, I'm equally ambitious, so I do understand that. All right, guys, I think we're done. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, of course, is from Pittsburgh. You see him in all those ads where I ask him stuff, and he goes, in fact, we did it earlier today in a meeting. Aaron, explain the YouTube. Go.
That's right.
All right. God bless. We'll see you guys tomorrow.